right? So, oh man, I have to tell you, like, listening to this album was kind of like watching Lord of the Rings with the director's commentary. There's so much going on, like the sound, the textures, everything is so deep. How did you put this all together?
One step at a time with a great team, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy how it all came together. I really, of course, feel like God orchestrated the whole thing. When I first started to have the ideas that would become this album, I wasn't even sure if this was the direction we should go. I was just kind of throwing things against the wall, so to speak, which is how I start most of my creative processes. I was writing a little bit of music, and it seemed good to me. This was last December.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like I needed some direction. Sometimes when I'm writing, I feel like, man, you know, I don't really know what to sing about. And I was thinking about that, and I remembered that somebody had contacted me at some point, I don't even know when, somebody had posted something about me maybe doing a concept album about Pilgrim's Progress.
Mm.
The only trouble is, I never read the book and I didn't own a copy.
It's not exactly a book you find a copy of, because it's so old, too.
Yeah. So I Googled the Spark Notes on my phone, and I just started just kicking around ideas, and I sang them into my phone. You know, just little snippets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent those to the guys in January. They were coming here to write without Mike, because Mike was busy.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got here, it was kind of like, I don't know, it seemed like everybody was a little bit ambivalent about if that was the direction we should go or not. I kind of dug it, but I wasn't dead set on it. You know, if it seemed like the band wanted to do something else, then we could do something else. But as they brought their ideas to the table and we looked at these ideas, it all began to take shape. And we came away with a sketch of, oh, I don't know how much music, maybe 35 minutes or something like that, of music that was, you know, along the lines of this Pilgrim's Progress concept. And then I wrote a whole other sketch in February, extending it out. I was reading the book and, you know, extending out. That's when I wrote the sketch of Man in the Iron Cage and Sloth and some of the stuff from the second disc. And, but I still didn't really know if we were really going to go all the way with this thing until we got together with Mike. And Mike really didn't want to do a double.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of resistance. There was a lot of struggle in making this album. And you can see that on the... If you get the special edition that comes with the making of DVD, and we talk about, you know, the difficulties we had, and Mike and I butting heads about this album. And you know, it was definitely a struggle. But some of the best works of art have the struggle in it. So I felt like God was in that, too.
Yeah, I have to ask you, you know, if you've ever watched the Eagles documentary, they have a joke about, you know, the long run, how they call it the long one, because it just took so long for them to put together. So, like, for you guys, right, like, what would you guys kind of call this album? If you had a nickname for it, what would it be?
Oh, wow, I don't know. We had a heck of a time coming up with one name. We didn't want to call it Pilgrim's Progress, and we couldn't think of anything else. You know, and then finally Bill discovered that the full title of the book, the original book, was this, The Pilgrim's Progress from this world to the next, given under the similitude of a dream, or something like that.
Uh-huh, cool.
And so we thought of picking something out of that, and of course we picked the similitude of a dream. But, I don't know, an alternate title might be the most tension ever felt at Radiant Studios.
So I have to ask
you. That's what Jerry Giedros, who was engineering the session, said. He's like, man, I've never felt tension like that. Wow.
You guys were kind of like at each other's throats that much during recording, or what was it like in the studio?
Well, it wasn't that we were at each other's throats.
Uh-huh.
It was more like a lot of tension just below the surface. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mike did not want to make a second disc. And we were 45 minutes in, and we had only covered about the first, like, 8 pages of the story. I mean, there's so much. I mean, the guy meets so many people, and there's so much to the story. And we only covered just a little bit as it is, but I just felt like I wanted to pursue this journey. And he was just against it, and we just kind of, you know, we just couldn't agree about it. And he, I don't know, we just kind of had a hard day. We had what I call miserable Monday, and then we had miracle Tuesday. Yeah. We both came back in on Tuesday. I had gotten up early and written several pieces, because I realized really that I think what he wasn't saying to me directly was, I don't think that there's enough good material here to warrant a second disc.
Yeah.
He didn't actually say that to me, but I was left with that impression, and I got up in the morning, I thought, I got up at like 4 in the morning.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, he's right. I the sketch that I had was like totally raw and needed a lot of work. And so I started working on it, and by the time he got here around noon, and he came in with a totally fresh attitude and apologized to everybody, and I apologized to him, and we, you know, so we basically made up on Tuesday, and then we started diving into it, and I played him all my new ideas, and he had some ideas about how to make things work, and it was just like boom, boom, boom. Thursday night, he says to us, guys, this is the album of our careers.